Wake up.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.
I have done Lord knows how many shows.
There were so many shows I couldn't keep up.
So many shows.
So many inferior shows.
It's a lot better than it sounds.
We've got another one coming right up.
Here comes another funny.
It's the Kicks Morning Show. JP, Coriel, Husker Nick, good morning. Welcome to, it's Wednesday.
Yes.
June 2nd. Good morning, Coriel.
Good morning.
Good morning, Husker Nick.
What's up, guys? How are you?
It's nice to be already a Wednesday, but it felt like we jammed everything into yesterday. We had Monday off.
It feels very strange to me that it does not feel like a Wednesday.
No,
it feels
like
a Tuesday. It makes my heart so happy.
Right.
It makes me so happy. I know. I was thinking, I got up this morning, I was like, oh my God, it's Wednesday. Got a little softball tonight. Going to hang out with the fam. Take my kid to the batting cages. He had his first day of coach's pitch baseball yesterday. Dude, Coriel, one day when you have triplets, your kids are going to grow up, right? And God willing, they look like Jackson. And
lesser girls. I mean,
no, that'd be fine. Give
that'd
them a
be
beard.
Even better.
Minus yes. a beard to see a pretty boy.
The beard and everything, pretty boy.
Well, but you don't want a girl with a beard.
Yeah, I don't
why
know.
Not?
I love her either way.
Okay,
she would have an amazing time in the circus as a circus bearded lady.
She'll
It'd
make
be awesome.
Money either way. Right.
But Carter's walking out there, dude. I have done so many crazy things in my life, and I'll never be more nervous than watching my child do anything like sports wise. Or you just want him to succeed. And you're like, oh my God, have some success for God's sake.
Good luck.
No, it's nuts. And then,
I saw
like,
that picture you shared of him. He's smiling ear to ear.
Yeah, it's probably forced, but he got there. He was right. My son, I don't know where he gets it, but my son's like the most competitive human on the planet. And
yeah,
they lost
I wonder where he gets
two.
It.
Gets that from.
Yeah, they lost 7-2, and he was 0-2, and he was just mad as can be. So today he's staying home with me, and we're going to the cages later because he's mad and he wants to go hit.
Okay.
And he needs to get better. He's just mad.
Take
it
out on the cages.
That's
a good way to do it.
Aww. I told him, I said, apply this to your schooling, and it'll be just fine.
Like, for the love of God, please.
Apply for the this love to your of schooling. God.
Yes.
That's
if he's. I'm just worried he's so like me that he'll only be worried about baseball and video games and not schooling. And
that sounds
schooling will be whatever it is.
Like, it's a possibility, C's. Nick.
Yeah.
It's a possibility.
Hey, you still pass if you get C's, I guess. I don't know. So
exactly. All right, well, let's get today started and see what we got in store for you.
Coming up
next
with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Well, first of all, if you can do your work outside today, it's going to be like sunny and 81. I highly recommend it. Just bring the laptop with you in a hot spot, and you should be all right.
Do that out of the lake, maybe.
Oh, that'd be a great idea. We got a couple's therapy and a very divided household, and I have a feeling you all are going to have a say in it, and it's going to be one side versus another side. It's going to be pretty nasty today. A couple of therapy at 7:20. We'll get a follow-up to the worst impressions, including a guy whose date was dropped off by her ex.
Oh, at first, I'm so sad. At first, I thought you were going to do your Forrest Gump impression.
No.
When you were talking about worst impressions.
Oh, nice.
I was like, your Forrest Gump is amazing.
Worst first impression.
We'll talk.
Dang, okay.
Neighbors from Hell, how you and your significant other are absolute opposites, and get you a ton of tickets to this.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
In the morning.
On Kicks 96.9.
Time for a round of animal stories. In 2021 is turning into the year we humans show the animal kingdom who's boss. After.
Do we need to do that?
Well, I mean, we've had mutant rabbits, flying snakes, sex-crazed monkey gangs, and tourists chasing hippos.
Okay.
So we start.
Oh, man. Tourists chasing hippos are scary.
We start with Harry.
Have you ever seen those?
I've encountered many.
They're scary. Yes.
Terrifying.
No. You've never seen what that looks like? This boat is going like full speed, and these things are jumping in and out of the water like they don't weigh a million pounds.
Yes, okay. I've seen that.
Oh, then they catch the boat, and they just destroy it.
They are.
Like, that's terrifying.
They are terrifying. Okay, yes.
They're terrifying. They are. They're fat and terrifying. They got big teeth.
Fast, fat, terrifying, big teeth.
All things that scare me.
Well, we'll start in Georgia with Harry, who's been complaining to his landlord about a leaky roof since February. Okay. He said last week a part of the ceiling caved in, revealing at least four rat snakes in the ceiling.
Boy.
Combined with what he thought was problems with rats, cockroaches, and bee infestation, the snakes were enough to make him decide to stop paying rent until his landlord did something about the problems.
He needs to move.
Hold on. It took to get the snakes? Yeah. After all that other stuff you said?
Bees, cockroaches, rats, yep.
And a leaky ceiling?
That's a slumlord. That guy does not care.
So, John Stafford's the landlord, and he did do something about it. He served the family with an eviction notice yesterday.
Sorry,
you don't like the way that the apartment is, then you can leave.
It's a blessing in disguise.
Who would like the way the apartment is?
Right. So,
ew, what an icky person.
He's a terrible person. And lots of animals infesting that apartment complex.
You know what's wrong with this world? Is guys like that, you can't punch them.
Right.
Like, there's a lot of things that be solved.
They'll take you to court, solved. And they'll come in with
Man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw Mike Tyson put out a quote about that. He said, the thing that's wrong with the internet right now is that people forgot when you say mean stuff, you could get punched. Like, that's a really good point by Mike Tyson.
Valid point, Mr. Tyson.
You hit him with, like, a solid uppercut, but yet he shows up in a court with, like, both legs in a cast.
Yeah.
Right.
God.
And he's like, oh, ow.
And finally, on TikTok, when you hear this kind of music, usually something bad is happening. But luckily enough, it's something bad that turned into something good because of 17-year-old Haley.
Who, I will be honest, looked like I thought was somebody's grandmother.
I did think she was an older gal.
Yeah.
She looks older.
So Haley was hanging out at her home in California on Memorial Day when she noticed her dogs were freaking out and barking at something in the yard. Turns out that what they were yapping at was a bear and her cubs.
Yeah.
That had
climbed
up on the fence bordering their yard.
It's like a retaining wall, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Footage of the encounter is uploaded to TikTok.
It's amazing.
It has over 53 million views
it's awesome.
Now.
Don't do
it's
this.
It's amazing.
Don't do this.
Yeah, no, you don't.
Oh, whatever. I'm protecting Sam. If there's a bear out there, I'm running out there shoving that thing right off the wall like she did.
Yeah.
And then I'm back in the house with Sam real quick.
Brenda, who's her cousin, who caught the whole thing on video, says, my cousin Haley yeeted a bear off her fence today and saved her dogs.
Yeah. I just hope that I would have enough in me that when I ran up to save my Dogerito, I would yell yeet as I push that bear off the wall.
Yeet!
See you, bear! You know, like, right. I would hope. I know it's not in me, but I would hope that I would just run up and go, yeet!
I'll be honest, though, this worked out very well for her because so not only was it just like a brown grizzly bear, that's a grizzly bear, right?
It's a grizzly bear. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it absolutely is a grizzly bear.
So what's the mantra, JP? You keep
it's a grizzly bear? I thought it was a brown bear.
Oh, no, that's a big old grizzly
bear. If it's
brown
laid down because it'll absolutely attack you.
If it's black, fight back.
Okay, so what's crazy about this is not only is that a flipping bear, but there's also the cubs involved too. So you think she'd be even more like willing to like, you know, throw
oh,
up
she'd
the
throw
deuces,
down
you know?
For her cubs.
And
yeah.
That bear, I think she was just as terrified and confused about the whole situation as everyone was watching.
Right.
Because if you watch the bear, like the dogs kind of come up at it. And the bear is like, wait, hold on, no, get away from
my boy.
And he's like swatting at me. And she really is like, come on, move. But it looks like she doesn't want to do anything.
No.
And then the human comes along and she literally, the bear looks like, wait, what? You're coming at me? So actually, I think it was the element of surprise more than anything really benefited the 17-year-old because that bear looks very
confused.
That
mama bear was not looking her direction. And then all of a sudden, there's the teenager to
and
shove
she like
it over.
Trundled off with her cubs like oh no this lady's
what
crazy.
She did was luck out that's the world's smallest grizzly bear if that's what that is
that's a mama
because those
bear.
Things are usually giant
yeah
so the fact that this bear is the, that like a little tiny. Smaller than she is she got lucky
she did
so,
get very lucky
but that's I'm saving my dojo
but I'm not kidding you if you when you watch the video when we tweet it out like tell me that this didn't look like somebody's grandmother named like Bertha.
Exactly.
Oh man, she's in a movie. I think.
17-year-old girl.
Here's what's next with the JP Coriel and Husker Nick
show. She looks like she's someone's aunt.
I think it's just maybe the lighting of the video or whatever, but her hair and like just the outfit. I literally thought that was a grandmother.
Right. We'll tweet it out so you can see it at KX969. Coming up, the nitty-gritty from Music City and some good things, too.
When I wake up, ooh, wake up, Kix Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
Luke Bryan helps create memories for the Rhett family. Luke Combs has a latest accomplishment that we all need to acknowledge because he's just amazing. And the CMT Music Award updates.
Getting you in the know from Music Row. Check this out.
Coriel has your nitty-gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
What just happened on
I'm
camera?
I'm having wig issues.
Uh-oh.
Don't mess with it.
Are you okay?
No, I'm just kidding. This is my real hair. That's a lie. Thomas Rhett's daughter, Willa, had a successful day on the water, and it's all thanks to Luke Bryan.
Really?
Thomas Rhett shared a picture of his eldest daughter with Luke on a boat showing off the fish Willa had just caught. It says, quote, "Thanks, Uncle Luke, for helping Willa Gray catch her first snapper." And it's like a red snapper.
Nice.
Pretty fish.
Yeah, those are cool fish.
Oh, she looks thrilled. That's so cool. She's also excited. A cool picture to be able to like save for when you're older and be like, yeah, this is the time that I caught this fish with, you know, Luke Bryan. Casual, right. No big deal.
Cash. Uncle Luke.
Uncle Luke. Luke Combs. Fun Uncle.
There you go.
Luke Combs has yet another number one under his belt. The singer's latest single, Forever After All, tops the Billboard Country Airplay chart this week. He says, quote, "It's pretty crazy having this song go number one." He also reiterates that, like, all this love that everybody gives him and all these honors and stuff, it is never taken for granted. He has another number one under his belt. 11. And if you think about, like, the time frame of when he kind of first came onto the scene.
Yeah.
It's absolutely, I just don't understand.
It's astonishing is what it is.
Yeah, it's insane. So when CMT announced the nominees for the CMT Music Awards last month, there were about 14 nominees for Video of the Year, but that category has been dwindled down to 6. Carrie Underwood is in that list. She's a finalist. Okay. But Carrie Underwood, she has the most wins currently at 22 in CMT Awards history for Video of the Year.
Oh, yeah. She's
fun.
Pretty epic videos.
Yeah, she likes to, not necessarily shock value necessarily, but her videos just always turn out to just be
think about it,
packing big punches.
Two Black Cadillacs was like this big story.
Well, that makes sense.
Baseball bat to the pickup truck was pretty epic too.
Oh yeah, some older ones. Yeah. There.
I mean, so that's spanning at the time of the 22.
I think it helps also that she literally, and not to take anything away from her talent and at all, but like she just looks like a cake topper in like an angel on top of a tree, or like a beautiful like wedding cake topper in every single video. She looks amazing. So the finalists are Carrie Underwood and John Legend for Hallelujah. L. King and Miranda Lambert for Drunk and I Don't Want to Go Home. That's a fun music video.
Yes, it is.
Kane Brown, Worldwide Beautiful. Keith Urban and Pink, One Too Many. Kelsey Ballerini, Hole in the Bottle. And Kenny Chesney, Knowing You.
Very cool.
We have new music now. It's a slower feel. It's a duet. But I love this woman's voice. She sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually features a name of someone that you will see at Kicker Country Stampede here in just a couple weeks.
Yeah.
This is Sasha Sloan and Sam Hunt. When Was It Over? With the Nitty Gritty from Music City, I'm Coriel on Kix 96.9.
Was it that night you didn't ask where I had been? Was it that fight we didn't have when I came in? Was it the first time that you saw me drunk? Second time that I said I'm sorry? Third time that I didn't call? Stayed out and missed your party? That time I met your friends, I was indifferent. The way your acting's got me questioning. When was it over for you? When was it over? When was the moment you knew that you were gonna walk out eventually? Still not over for me. I didn't ask if you were okay after a fight with your mom. The last time I stayed over at your place and you woke up alone. Was
it the first time you pulled away? Second time that we drove to Texas. Third time we ran into one of my random exes. So was it ever real or was it all pretend? The way your acting's got me wondering. When was it over for you? When was it over? When was the moment you knew that you were gonna walk out eventually? It's still not over for me. It's still not over for me. I'm still holding on to you, but I know you're already gone.
I'm still waking up to you. I've been holding on for too long.
When was it over for you? When was it over? When was the moment you knew that you were gonna walk out eventually? Tell me, when was it over for you? When was it over? When was the moment you knew that you were gonna walk out eventually? It's still not over.
I'm still holding on to you, but I know you're already gone.
It's still not over for me.
I'm still waking up to you. I've been holding on for too long.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
That, by the way, Sasha Sloan and Sam Hunt. Sasha's actually wrote a bunch of hits with Sam. So getting the chance to put her out in front of everybody with new music first. Probably pop up out of Kicker Country Stampede. As will this guy, Luke Combs. Your free ticket's coming up. It's Kicks.
Wake up, y'all.
Nowhere to find me in the morning.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Kix 96.9.
Time for some good.
Tell me something good.
You got a good thing, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. One bonus good thing is we're being asked by a bunch of different people. So is Coriel going to eat the peanut butter pickle sandwich? Because that debate yesterday came up.
Yeah.
What is it?
Peanut butter and pickle sandwiches.
Pickles are gross. Why would you eat them?
Well, it's the fact that it's sweet pickles, I found out. It's sweet pickles for this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not very
that
excited.
Sounds gross, too.
But I do have a good thing.
Okay, what's your good thing?
The good thing is the National High School Finals Rodeo coming to Lincoln. Lancaster Event Center, July 18th through the 24th. 1,700 competitors and their families will converge on Lincoln. This is the first time here, so that'll be really awesome. But because of this event, that Lancaster Event Center expects to see about 30,000 visitors associated with this event alone to pass through the Lincoln area. So that means a lot of dollars here in our local economy, which is really, really cool.
Yeah, no kidding.
We need it, obviously. I mean, this is good news coming off of a very, very, very tough year. At the Lancaster Event Center, you could also volunteer if you want. They're still looking for volunteer helpers. If you're a food vendor or you want to be a part of, like, I think there's like a trade show or something like that. And yeah, there's an on-site trade show. You can still contact them because they're still looking for people. They're accepting
slots to fill
vendor applications, which really cool. But the big news here coming to the Lancaster Event Center for the first time, National High School Finals Rodeo, and expecting about 30,000 people.
I remember like 5 or 6 years ago when they were presenting that to everybody saying, hey, this is something that's a massive opportunity for the city of Lincoln and the state of Nebraska to have that here. And they were going to build all this cool stuff, and it looks fantastic out there.
Well, Eric Thompson, a professor of economics at UNL, estimated the impact on Lincoln's economy could approach $16 million. That's equivalent to like 4 Husker football Saturdays.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so that's just really neat. If you have the opportunity, even if you just want to go see what's going on or just go there to eat, even go support it July 18th through the 24th.
Nice.
But yeah, you should definitely buy some tickets for your kiddos.
Tell me something good.
Huh? Husker Nick, your good thing.
My good thing's real simple. Last night, my son had his first Lincoln Junior Salt Dogs baseball game. And
yay.
I'll tell you, super proud of my kid. He went 0 for 2, but he had a good attitude and was cheering on his teammates, so I'm proud of him for that. And it was cool to see all the parents and grandparents and, you know, family members out there cheering on their kiddos or their, you know, grandkids or whatever. Just something that I love to see, and I missed it over the last year. Last year, you had to sit in your cars if your kids were actually playing and stay away from everybody.
Yeah.
And, you know, this year everybody's cheering each other on and cheering on other kids and just really cool.
A lot
really,
of love. Really
cool. Yeah, man, it was cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Nice to see.
My good thing is the return of the 10-11 Can Caravan, which helps out our neighbors since 1988. And
wow.
I'm pretty sure we're going to be a part of it again this year with our friends from 10-11, where you can just go by and pick up some canned items and drop them in the bucket. And it'll be going on June 8th through August 7th.
Is this, so are these set up at like local gas stations? Or?
Yeah, grocery stores, gas stations, wherever in the town that they'll be in, they're going to have a nice little setup for you, including in Crete, Aurora, Grand Island,
sweet,
York, Lexington, all over the place. And it's been long standing to help out those in need. And so just be ready to go with the local food pantries. June 8th, they start Neely. With the 10-11 Can Caravan.
Yay!
Caravan.
One more caravan. Good thing in the caravan. World.
Coming up next.
Go! This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Worst impression ever. That's what we got from Ben yesterday.
Ooh.
And it wasn't just him. It was involving a wrinkly shirt. We'll explain and get your worst impressions coming up.
Come on, man.
Hey.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day
on Kix 96.9.
All right, the worst date I've ever had was a girl got dropped off by her ex-boyfriend saying, "There's nothing to worry about. We just live together."
Oh, no.
Wow. That came down yesterday after we got done with Ben.
Oh, boy.
Who, Ben was a treat.
And, Ben was something.
But he was turned down by his date because he showed up with a super wrinkly button-down shirt.
Yeah, that was, of all the things, that was what turned her around.
On right.
Still fully believe they were a match made in heaven.
Wow.
Okay, we'll see.
If you guys missed that, you should check it out on our...
Yeah, Date 'em or Dump 'em podcast at KZKX.com.
So we asked you, though, on the morning show page, KX Mornings, what's the worst first impression you've ever experienced? Like a date or maybe a coworker, could be a neighbor even.
I brought up yesterday how Jesse saw Coriel's bare bottom the very first time Jess ever met.
Okay, it was windy and I was wearing a dress.
No undergarments.
Yes, I was wearing undergarments. I hate that you say that. I was wearing undergarments.
I don't believe you. I don't. That's not what everybody said.
She had underpants on.
At that time, years ago, this was a long time ago. We're talking like 8 years ago. And at that time, you were a different person. And rumor had it that when you went on stage, you didn't wear undergarments.
What?
That's what I heard at the time.
No.
Yeah, they said
no,
that
that's
Jess
way too
wasn't,
dicey.
Jess wasn't the first one to get the full Monty from
Coriel. No, it's way too dicey.
She would have been the second one because that happened to me.
And you were the one who told me she didn't wear underpants.
Yeah, because I did not look like there was underpants involved.
Well, there was underpants.
Okay. So we asked you for your worst first impressions.
I'm not going to give you the rundown of why women don't get them right.
Joel said, interviewing for position at at UNL, and this guy is bleeding from the top of his head. Are you all right, we asked. He said, yeah, I was stabbed with a fork in the cafe earlier.
Like, what do you mean, sir? Don't show up to get a job with your head bleeding. Also,
crazy.
Please take him to the nurse. Wow. Donnie said, back to school night, all the parents and kids are loving the classroom decor. New parents of the school walk in and say to my face, this must be an ADHD kid's nightmare. I'm assuming there was a lot of fun like decor around and colors and stuff or something. I introduced myself as the teacher. She got out of there really fast, pulled her kid from our school 4 months later. She never talked to me, answered my emails, or came to parent-teacher conferences.
Wow.
That is the worst. So you have to be careful. If you're going to make a, if you're going to make a comment about your surrounding to just a stranger next to you, you need to make sure that stranger is not the one running the dog and pony show.
Exactly. Yeah.
Man. Classic mistake.
Carol started his truck with a breathalyzer, had about 5 ashtrays scattered around his truck. He took forever to eat dinner, and he ate all of the candy he brought me. He then told me he had to use the bathroom, and then he wouldn't leave my place. Awful.
Icky.
That's a terrible
Stephanie, a friend's new girlfriend, introduced herself as, quote, Insta-famous, and then proceeded to document everything she did the rest of the night, but wasn't having fun at all. Sat in the corner pretending like she was living her best life.
That's hilarious.
I've seen a few dates like that where you can tell they're just like documenting. I mean, I've even kind of done it, I guess. But I'm not like, hi, I'm Insta famous.
Look at me. Well, if you got a worst first impression, you can pop it up on the Kix Morning Show Facebook page and be a part of the conversation for sure.
Coming up
next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On the way, we'll get you what's trending, including the payday for friends and a couples therapy that will divide the city.
Get up, y'all.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
Check this out.
Here's what's trending
online now.
Ooh, it's going down.
Right here. On Kix 96.9.
One!
Nope, not that one yet. Come on now.
Yeah, the first season, I had a major crush on Jen. I think at some point we were both crushing hard on each other.
A lot of surprises in the Friends reunion, and tons of people have watched it as well, and they got paid.
Ooh, how much?
The 6 main cast members.
Oh, made, the cast members. Okay, I thought people watched it and got paid. And I was like, dang, I should have watched it.
The cast members, because it's their show. So they had $2.5 million each to be a part of that reunion special.
$2.5 million.
Good for them.
That's nothing compared to what they've made over the course of the entire show, but that's a lot for just, like, that's more than they made the first season.
I would happily take $2.5 million to be called... The Irish dad that I never had or something like that, that Matt LeBlanc is getting crushed on Twitter. He is getting destroyed because he's sitting in the chair, arms crossed. His big old gut is just spilling over his, you know, midsection.
I love it.
And they're like, he's the angry Irish dad we never had.
Absolutely. We needed him.
I would take $2.5 million to get labeled that. That'd be fine.
I would take $2.5 to be labeled that. I don't care. $2.5? Money's money.
Hold on. I might be able to make that happen. Yeah. I could probably give you $2.50, and from now on, you're the old fat Irish dad I never had.
Thank you. I'm $2.50 richer.
That's okay. There it is. I want that on your resume for the show. Okay. When it says in there, like, hi, Coriel Thomas, graduated from Doan, fat Irish father you never had. That needs to be on our website.
That's funny.
If I'm giving you $2.50, man, you got to make it worth it.
Okay, okay.
So there you go. That's definitely still out
there for
people to watch.
What'd they make in total, though? Do you know what they make through the course of the show history?
They were up to 30 mil per season, right?
They started out
season, right?
22,000 per episode. That was season one. Season two, it went up a little bit. They finally, as a team, negotiated from like for seasons nine and ten, each of them getting $1 million for season 9 and season 10.
Yeah, wow. I'm pretty sure at one point they were like the richest cast.
They still get about $20 million a year from syndication each.
What?
Because of the replays of that show. Yeah, they should not have any financial woes whatsoever. None of them have to work ever again.
Amazing.
Must be rough.
One!
I'm hip. I surf the web. I text. LOL. Laugh out loud. OMG. Oh my God. WTF. Why the face?
One of the better dads out there, Phil Dunphy from Modern Family. And if you're going to get your dad something for Father's Day, Coriel's got the deal for you.
Give him a Dad Shoe Beer Koozie by Miller Lite and New Balance.
Ooh. So we got air cookouts?
We have air cookouts, my
nice.
Man.
Nice.
It's a dad shoe. The koozies are made from the same material as the New Balance 624 Trainer. So it's the classic New Balance dad shoe. I mean, it is literally, it is It looks like the heel of the shoe. It looks like it literally was made
when we go
one.
To when we go to Shields, and I'm looking around at shoes. Jess is always like, "Don't go over to the New Balance," and I'm like, "But it's got
no.
an end, like Nick."
Like, yes, absolutely.
Heck?
You
or Nebraska?
You right? go
like,
run down that aisle.
No,
those Husker like, red New don't. Balances look pretty good.
She's like, "Don't," and I'm like, "I can't help it. It's like a bug going to the light zapper."
Yeah, literally.
Like
yeah.
I'm just like, "I need these New Balances. Why do they make them for us old guys?"
This shoe koozie or a shoesie between Miller Lite and New Balance is honestly a wonderful idea. But while we're on the realm of like marketing and whatnot, I still firmly believe that New Balance should always include a pair of tall white socks with every purchase of their shoe.
Sure. Tube socks for sure come with it.
Yeah. I actually think that this year might be the summer of where I become like that dad. Like I need some Air Cookouts and I need some Crocs.
You are teetering on the
those
ledge
the
of already
two,
being that
bro,
dad, Husker Nick.
Listen,
I don't know what you're
those
talking
are the
about.
Two things I need, and I will be the happiest man.
Okay,
ever.
Shoesies for Husker Nick.
There's a
let's
there
get
is
a GoFundMe.
There is a super like a certain level of bliss that you get when you become just like that dad.
Yeah.
Like, it's just...
That's hilarious.
I just hang out by my grill. I yell at the kids on occasion, because that's parenting.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to drink a beer, and I'll have Crocs on with really parenting. Tall socks.
Yes, absolutely.
And it just... God, that just sounds like... Doesn't that sound like a great
yeah,
day?
Yeah, with a shoesie in your hand.
Oh, there you go. Wow. That's what everybody's going to be talking about today.
Yes.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Because Father's Day is only a couple weeks away. Figure out what you're going to do for dear old dad.
Yeah.
Including winning him $1,000. We've got that with Nutrition Authority and Kix on our website at kckx.com, so get signed up for that. On the way, time to get to couples therapy and sorting out things between Rachel and Tommy.
Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, that's it. Add it.
1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy. With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
And today, it's an issue between Tommy and his wife, Rachel. Good morning, Tommy.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. So what's going on between you and your missus?
Basically, you know, I'm kind of in a fight with my wife. I got the vaccine, and she won't get it. So, you know, basically I got all the perks and stuff. I get to go out and not have a mask and not worry about it. But she says she's going to wear a mask for, you know, I guess basically forever. I'm just trying to figure out how I can like get her to maybe get the vaccine.
Oh, okay.
Oh, this is all pretty right. cut and dry.
All right. Is so it? When you guys go out, then does she wear masks and stuff? Since like I think it's in the DHM that you have to wear masks if you're not vaccinated when you go into places still.
Yep, she's got, you know, a bunch of masks she carries around there. She's got cute ones. She's got, you know, some for all kinds of occasions, and she's ready. She says she doesn't mind. She's going to wear a mask
Real quick before we talk to her, just so I can get this clear. So what's why does that bother you if that's her choice?
Well, I mean, I think she should be able to live her life, and she shouldn't have to be wearing a mask all the time.
Hmm. Okay.
All right. And if that's how she wants to live her life.
Yeah, I mean, if she wants to, that's fine, but it's gonna get annoying real quick, I'm sure.
Okay. Well, let's bring Rachel in. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay, so why are you sticking with just the mask and not doing the vaccine?
Bottom line, I just don't want the vaccine. I want to wait some time. I don't mind giving myself a little bit of this time where I'm wearing my mask. I don't mind wearing my mask. I'll wear it everywhere I go. It's not a problem. Like everyone so says, like I have really cute masks and everything. And I like staying 6 feet away from people. I've gotten full by it. I don't want to be near strangers anymore. And I don't think it's a big deal that I'm not vaccinated. If I'm okay with the fact that I know I'm going to have to keep my distance and wear my mask, I'm fine with that for now, you know? I mean, if you look at the Japanese, they have one of the longest life expectancies because they wear their masks on a regular basis. And so I'm just kind of being safe on my end. I want to give myself some time. That's it. And I don't see the big problem.
And you don't feel like you have a responsibility to other people to go get that vaccine?
No, I don't at this time. That's just the way it is. Like, we don't know enough about the vaccine at this time. There's only been a short period of time. So I feel like I'm being responsible by allowing myself this little, this little time period where I'm letting everything, let the chips fall where they may. And we'll see in a couple of months. And right now, it's my personal choice to just not go and get the vaccine. I know that my husband has gotten the vaccine. I'm proud of him. He made a choice. That's his choice. It's his body. Once again, I'm a woman saying this is my choice and my body. And I'm comfortable with the limitations that I'm going to be facing. That means I'm going to have to wear a mask when I go into certain places. I might not be able to travel at this moment. That's okay. Maybe I shouldn't be traveling at this moment. Maybe this is a time where we all just need to kind of like chill out and let whatever is going to happen. And I'm not saying that people shouldn't get the vaccination. I'm just saying that it's my personal choice that I want to give some time. And I'm comfortable with what that means, my limitations as a person and as a citizen. That's fine. But I'm just asking for everybody to just give me my ability to make this choice and not force it upon me.
You still have an open mind. You're going to wait and see what happens in a few months.
She's waiting for the second generation of PlayStations before getting one.
Yeah.
That's all. That's what
I'm
a lot of people
do.
Waiting
for the tails to form and the horns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I was so disappointed when I got my vaccine and I couldn't put a magnet on my arm and have it stay. I thought those videos, and I was like, here it comes. I'm going to wear them. I could just keep switching that out, get the magnets that have,
that's
on your fridge.
Real.
That
that's funny.
It's like a tattoo, but it's like an irreplaceable tattoo. It'd been so awesome.
Criminy.
I was so excited about that.
Okay, so it
rotate
boils
a Husker
down,
in with a
It boils
head.
Down to Tommy has the vaccine.
Right.
Yeah.
And Rachel
doesn't.
Does not, and you don't.
My choice.
For the foreseeable future, you do not want to get it.
Tommy, is it weird when you guys go out and your wife is walking around with a mask on, but you're not? Is that weird? Like,
yeah,
do people look at you guys?
I get all kinds of looks and, people mumbling under their breath. And
oh, yeah.
I just don't want it to be a confrontation, It doesn't have to be.
Okay.
I could tell you get used to that.
But 6 months ago, people that were, it's 6 months ago, the shoe was on the other foot, and everybody was upset about the other thing. So no one's going to be happy. It's our responsibility to find out what we're comfortable with, and go forward with that. And be smart and be open-minded. I'm not closed-minded. I just don't want to get it at this moment.
Okay.
And
well,
I was really
you'll get used to people looking at you weird. Like, I get it all the time with my wife. They're like, how is she with that goober? And then I'm like, I don't know. She's a hottie and I'm not.
Well,
and I got one, though. Yay.
The phones have been lit up for a little while now, so I think we need to get to our people.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
So what side are you on this? Are you team Tommy, get the vaccine, or are you team Rachel, I'm fine with my mask? Is that what we're asking?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Facebook, KX969, and Twitter also.
466-9696 as well to be a part of couples therapy. Pick a side with Kicks. It's couples therapy and a highly contested issue that so far is splitting people up when it comes to the vaccine and masks. It's Tommy who reached out because he got the vaccine. He's perfectly fine. He's happy. He doesn't have to wear a mask anymore.
Yep, did his part.
His wife, Rachel, does not want to get the vaccine. She's cool with wearing masks. And so we want to know what side you're on.
Yeah, team Tommy or team Rachel.
Kind of responses are we getting on social media?
Yes. Colin says team Tommy, get it done so we can move on from it. Julie says team Tommy as well. And then a handful of team Rachel's.
What do they say?
Just team Rachel.
Oh, that's it? They're just like, Team Rachel, nothing else needs to be.
Jamie does say, Team Rachel, hashtag my body, my choice. is what she said.
We have these comments. Melissa, I stand with Rachel. She sounds like she's open-minded, has done her research, and as long as she is okay with following the guidelines when you're not vaccinated, then that's 1,000% her choice.
Okay. We got a message as well on Twitter. I'm a researcher at the medical center, and I've been studying COVID since the beginning of the pandemic. I'm personally Team Tommy because the data produced so far has been good, but I can understand her hesitancy with wanting to wait until long-term data has been produced. With that being said, I want to remind her and everybody else that vaccinated people are still able to catch and transmit the virus. So even if she wears her masks and stays 6 feet away from people, her husband is not doing that, which means that when her husband interacts with somebody with COVID, he can potentially spread it to her, you know, take it home and stuff.
Gotcha. Okay.
Which is very, I mean, that's a good point too.
We got a couple of people ready to talk on the phones. We'll get to that coming up next. As we continue couples therapy, what side are you on? Facebook or Twitter, KX969 or 466-9696.
Wake up, wake up.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
And it's couples therapy. Tommy versus Rachel. Basically, vaccine versus no vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
As Tommy called the show, guess he's got an argument with his wife about the vaccine. He got it. He's fine. He's got the joys of having the vaccine, the freedom to not have to wear a mask, be able to go out and do things again. But his wife does not want to get it. And Rachel says she doesn't want the vaccine. She's perfectly fine with masks right now and waiting to see what happens. Her body, her choice was one of the other comments that she made about getting the vaccine or not getting the vaccine.
Yes.
So you're choosing a side. Team Tommy, get the vaccine, help everybody out, or Team Rachel, don't get the vaccine, keep your mask on and be safe that way. What do you say? Good morning.
I'm Team Rachel.
Okay.
Personally, and I totally agree with the comment, my body 100%, because you don't know the long-term effects of these shots, of this vaccine. Talk to me in 10 years when there's an infomercial about all these people that got all these shots, and now they got to call this 1-800 number to get in on a class action lawsuit.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I see what you're saying.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Hi, Kix. Good morning.
Well, actually, I'm on neither side. Unfortunately, because of my medical conditions, I cannot get the shot, and I should not wear a mask.
Huh.
So there are cases out there that can't do either one or shouldn't do either one because of their current health condition.
Mm-hmm, I'm sure, and that makes it very, very tough, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Honestly, I would be more on her side to wait and see how everything comes out before I would even consider it, if I could take it.
All right, thank you very much. All right, Kix, good morning. What side are you on?
Well, you know, there used to be things out there called polio and measles and mumps. And, you know, people didn't used to just think about themselves and what's in it for me. And, you know, people need to step up, get vaccinated, take care of our country. Stop thinking about themselves and think about the majority of the people and what's good for everyone.
All right. Thank you very much. We'll get one more off the phones. Good morning.
Hey, so definitely the husband side. Let me tell you why, and I'm sorry, I won't take up too much time, but it's actually my job to try to get people vaccinated.
Yes.
So I have been very, very well informed on all of the happenings when it comes to the vaccine. Okay. So first of all, she does not get to pull the my body, my choice thing for this. And that's speaking as a like super liberal person. That is not an okay argument to make right here. Because vaccines are not a personal choice issue. They are a public health issue.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing she needs to understand is that cloth masks for people are not PPE. They are not the same as protecting other people. It's totally not the same. So get the vaccine and still wear your mask and stay 6 feet apart. Nobody's going to stop you from wearing your mask and staying 6 feet apart. Trust me, I hate people too. I don't want to be around them either. But choosing not to get the vaccine is not just a choice about you. It is a public health choice.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for sharing.
What all do we have on Facebook? We had a Facebook, Twitter, and we'd had a deciding vote, or is it still split?
It's honestly, it's a lot of Team Rachel.
Okay.
So That seems to... Well, yeah, that's a lot of Team Rachel. Her decision.
Okay. Well, with the conversation we've heard from our listeners, Tommy, what are your thoughts on what people are saying?
I think they're right, but I think everybody should get the vaccine to protect those people that cannot get the vaccine. I'll keep, talking to my wife and see how it goes.
Okay. Rachel, your thoughts on your choice on this?
What's funny is that the last person that spoke that's actually a part of getting people vaccinated, if you catch the very tail end of her, what she says is that my husband can catch it anyway and bring it home to me. So right then and there, her whole argument has like imploded because she's saying that my husband can contract it even though he's had the vaccination. So it just goes along the lines of I'm just waiting to see what the long-term effects are. I didn't get the HPV shot because it's less than 10 years and I want to know what the findings are. Tommy knows that I've never gotten a flu shot. So all of a sudden, all eyes are on me and most of the country, and all I'm trying to do is actually be responsible and not harm myself for long-term effects or my family. So, who knows what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I love you, Tommy.
that's a good thing. It doesn't change anything between the two of you as far as your relationship. So that's super
absolutely
good, too.
Not.
All right. Any parting thoughts, Husker Nick, Coriel?
No. I mean, dude, I'm at the point of my life right now where I decided to get vaccinated, and I've got friends who aren't vaccinated, and like I tell them, I go, I really don't care. That's your decision. And if you get sick and something happens to you, sorry. Like, I don't know. At this point, like, you made your choice, and I respect your choice. Make your choice. Just don't get anybody else sick, and I'll try my best not to get you sick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Okay.
I honestly, at this point in my life, do not give a crap about that. Like, I don't care. I really don't care at this point. Although, it's not my wife either. If it was my wife, I'd probably have a different take on it.
Okay.
But
all right. Well, we appreciate you guys being on the show and letting us bring this subject out and having our people say their piece. So good luck, and thanks for being on.
Yep.
Thank you guys.
You betcha. And if you guys need our help in whatever avenue it may be, especially couples therapy on Wednesdays, we are here for you. Just get a hold of us, Facebook or Twitter, KX969, with the title Couples Therapy. And do the best to sort things out for you too.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
What's up? Hey, how's it going?
Are you our new neighbors?
We're your new neighbors.
Yeah.
The neighbors from hell. So we start in White Bear Township, Minnesota.
Okay.
Where a neighbor has been stalking her neighbors repeatedly. So a couple's claiming the trouble began in 2016 when Lori Christensen began videotaping them, setting up a mannequin to make it seem as someone was looking into their backyard.
Ew.
And allegedly severed the couple's TV cable. Latest problem came up when they put the house up for sale. She's apparently been harassing potential buyers and real estate agents, telling them that the couple were drug abusers.
So it almost seems like, well, if that's the case, doesn't it seem like she doesn't want the house sold?
Why don't you just let them move?
So what? So does she just want the house to sit there and rot and be abandoned?
I
guess.
She just
wants the neighbors, period, or she wants to keep the neighbors there to torment?
Apparently, she has been pestering multiple neighbors, specifically this couple, but multiple neighbors.
She's that neighbor.
In the past, just because she's grumpy and doesn't want people around, apparently.
I could not imagine setting up a mannequin to look like it's a person peering into another person's house. I mean, I would do that to my family members to scare them.
Well, yeah, you torture your family, but like not the neighbors.
But you cannot do that to a stranger. That's how like crazy accidents happen. That's nuts.
And then imagine hating your neighbor so much you make a sign about them so big aliens could see it.
How?
So someone was looking at satellite images on Google Maps and found a plot of land in Salt Lake City, Utah, where someone had mowed a rude word into a big patch of grass.
Okay.
They spelled out the B word on an empty lot of land in the grass. They cut it into B word with an arrow pointing directly at the house
of the
that was adjacent to the plot of land.
The house that said B word lived in?
Yeah. We don't know when they did it or if it's still there, but someone posted a screenshot of it on Reddit. It's also not clear what the person's beef was or if it was a neighbor at all. Could be an angry ex or even just some kid they paid to mow the grass.
What a coy thing to do. Because you won't be able, that'd be very hard to see. Because if you look at the picture, that is a very large, I mean, that takes up that entire piece of land. Yeah. So just standing there on the grass, you wouldn't be able to tell that it said anything. You just think that someone really sucked at mowing.
Like it very well could be just some extra tracks here and there that they ran back over. So it's well done.
If you want to make a point, just carve it into the yard.
Yeah.
There you go.
We've had some terrible neighbors before.
I did find a thread before about terrible neighbors, like the neighbor who always has archery practice outside, but sometimes the arrows leave their yard and go, you know, like through their sliding glass door. And then the neighbors who park their RVs out front of their home for months at a time, except for this RV, its back end is hanging out into the road.
The street, yeah.
They just park it like there. Or when you park like in front of people's driveways and stuff, when you're like a construction or like a handyman or something, you got a ladder hanging off the back.
Right.
So it hangs out just enough that you can't park anywhere in your driveway. You have to squeeze to like the far side so you can slide underneath
the
ladder. We've had we had neighbors too at my apartment that used to tie bags of just like plastic bags from Super Saver or whatever on my doorknob and leave signs that say like clean up after your dog's poop. Remember that whole debacle?
Right.
And I was like, too bad I don't have a dog, idiot. Yeah.
It's actually my boyfriend.
Too bad we live in a really Too bad we really live in a public place, so it's literally just anybody walking by.
Yeah, pretty much.
God, that was so annoying.
Well, maybe we should post up the B-word neighbor photo and see if anybody's willing to call out their neighbors. Well, on Twitter, we could probably get away with it. So we'll put it up there if you want to bust out your neighbors or maybe direct message us about busting out your neighbors.
And yeah, you can bust them out. If you got stories, beef, let us know.
Yeah, let us know. Facebook, Twitter, KX969.
Coming up next.
Go!
This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Just how opposite are you from your significant other? A parachute ride from hell coming up.
Wake up, Kix Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
Comes in relationships where you sometimes enjoy the same things, but sometimes it's okay to be polar opposites, to be the yin to the yang.
Keeps you on your toes.
And there's a video that has gone viral of a husband and wife
parasailing.
Yeah. Parasailing
outside of what was it, a Southern California,
Catalina area near California.
I'm not sure if that's Southern. I don't know anything.
Yeah, that is Southern. You're
is
very
it?
Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And here you can hear the difference of enjoyment
as they are 600 feet in the air.
Yeah. Here's the husband.
Oh, here we go. Parasailing, getting it in, babe. Look, smile.
I don't like it at all.
There's Catalina Island right there. Getting it in. Enjoying this vacation. Can't beat it. My wife's over here having a blast.
I hate this so much.
This is legit.
I hate this so much.
Cool breeze flying in the air. Vacation.
Okay, turn it off, please.
And I guess that'll be it.
She is not happy.
He's having a great time.
He is. You know, and I am not a...
Yeah, he was getting it in.
He was getting it in. I love how he just jumps off. Getting it in.
Getting it in right now.
I hate heights so much. I hate them so much. I would be her in this situation. I have been her in this situation.
We
went parasailing. My best friend in eighth grade, her and I went with her family to Hawaii. We went parasailing, and I was brave enough to even get up in the air, but they were very unfair. They like dip you down into the water to the black or to like the almost black looking abyss of like the ocean
where sharks could be.
Yes. And they dip you into your, up to your waist in it. And they pretend like there's something wrong with the boat. Like I literally thought I was going to die.
Really?
God. But see now Jackson and I, Jackson's my boyfriend.
Yeah.
And he is also not a fan of heights. But see, the difference is I can do roller coasters. I love Worlds of Fun.
Okay.
Because, but he, I could not
get
rob
a
bank and
ride.
I couldn't have enough money to pay him to ride a roller coaster.
What's the big tall one down there?
Mamba.
Mamba. That's the only one I'll ride. I hate really? Those things. Yeah, I hate roller coasters.
Does Jess like them?
Yeah, she loves them. There, so. I only go on that because I love my wife. Like, I won't go on any other roller coaster. I hate them.
How are you and Jess, in what ways are you opposite?
She likes roller coasters. I don't.
I didn't know if there was if you have any more.
No. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm a big people person. She's got like two people she's close with, and that's
she
just, it.
Is she kind of a homebody?
Like, I like to watch the dumbest shows with my kids. She's not a fan of it. Like, Masked Singer is so stupid.
Yeah.
And I know it's dumb, but my daughter just loves it. And yeah. Jess just, for whatever reason, just she's just despises like, I can't sit it. Here. It dry. Like, it bugs. And it's nothing to do. Like, she watches all sorts of annoying stuff that Bailey likes. But for some reason, Masked Singer, it's like pins into her eyes.
Yeah, nails
you know?
On a chalkboard.
Yeah, hilarious. Yeah. So like, and then if she walks into a room, this is the best one. If she walks into a room, she's like, you know, in Terminator when he walks into the bar and he's like looking at people's outfits and deciding what fits.
Like
it.
Surveying.
She's that, but with like cleanliness. Like she could see, like a freaking speck on a table 20 feet away. And, like, her Terminator eyes zoom in on it. I could be standing right there. She's like, Nick, would you mind? She'll ask me so nicely, would you mind please wiping that up? And I'm, like, 2 inches from
and you're
it.
Like,
I'm like,
what?
Where? What am I looking at here? You know, like, I have no idea what we're talking about. But she's got, like, laser focus
on. Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
Yeah, dude. Like, if there's socks in the room, I won't even notice them. Like, I just, because like, I'm oblivious. Yeah.
There's socks underneath that couch. I can smell them.
No, that's true. Yeah.
I love it. You know what, yeah. Jess? I need to take a page Listen, out of her playbook because
thank
I'm
God she's
I'm a little
like
more
that.
On
Otherwise, this place would be a pit. So I'll tell you that.
Well, we asked you on Facebook, KX969, how are you and your significant other opposite? In what ways are you? And it looks like Jane totally agrees with the video. She says, this is so him, but after almost 31 years, he can do the things he really likes to do, and I'll watch safely.
Right. He's going to jump out of a plane. She's down below.
So have her, funny, yep, honey. She's like, hey, you know what? You have a blast up there. Right. You just have fun.
Enjoy your time.
Scott says, she is as passive as it gets. I'm literally quite the opposite. She plays games for fun. I play to kick your buttocks.
Yeah.
And then Kelly shared a photo. I think this is literally her wedding photo. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, them walking into the reception.
It says, I'd say this picture sums up our different personalities perfectly. Yes, walking out of the church, it looks like, or into the reception. Yeah. Her hands are up. She's looks
cheering and yelling and
so
smiling.
So happy,
her face.
Like she's mid scream. And he is standing kind of behind her.
Like almost a foot and a half taller than her, just kind of holding her hand.
Has like a half cracked smile. And is just kind of letting her maneuver his hands into the air. And I literally, it is the embodiment of two different personalities.
Coryell, which one of you in your relationship likes to, like when we go, for example, on vacations or anything, if it lives in the ocean, I will eat some of it. My wife, on the other hand, like looks at me like I am insane for some of the like food that I put in my mouth. Like she is so grossed out by like everything like that. Is that which one are you? One of you two has to be one of that.
I would be more inclined to try something new, absolutely. But I think weirdly enough, just because I feel like he'd want to like be the cool guy, I think Jackson would be more inclined to eat like the whole like squid or something like you did.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Or like chocolate covered crickets and stuff like that. Cause I'd make a big deal about how gross that is. And he'd be like, that's not gross.
Which one of you is the type to trim your chest hair and the other one lets it go?
Oh, Jackson trims. I just let mine go.
Then that's your relationship.
With JP, Coryell, and Husker.
You can share your ways you and your significant other are opposite.
I've seen you in a bikini, Coryell, or a swimsuit. I know what that looks like.
Popping out the top.
Coming up, we'll get the nitty-gritty.
My own little pillow.
From Music City, it's good.
Wake up, y'all.
You know where to find me.
In the morning.
This is JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
We are lucky enough to have people back doing things in person.
Doing things in person. What?
Right. And one of the lucky things is Disney on Ice is back.
Yay!
And we lock out to go to infinity and beyond with our new friend, Nicholas. Good morning, Nicholas.
Good morning. And thank you so much for having me.
Meet the Buzz Lightyear of Disney on Ice.
Nick, that's so cool. So how long have you been ice skating?
I've been ice skating since I was 8 years old, so about 12 years now.
Wow.
And then I've been with Disney on Ice for 2 years.
Oh, very cool. Oh my gosh.
What is it like? I mean, because now that you've, you were with Disney on Ice now for 2 years. Last year was kind of probably a little bit weird with quarantine and whatnot.
Yeah, we were on a break from March 2020. And then I got called back in February of this year. And it's been so amazing to be able to be back.
Yeah, I bet.
Being out in front of
people again.
So is it cast members? Is that how you say that? Or other pro skaters? I mean, I'm not sure exactly how to address you, but is that you as Buzz Lightyear behind the scenes? Is there any other like pro skater or whatever that you like gravitate towards that you're just like best friends with?
I'm actually the skater who plays Woody, and I, we are both really close backstage, so the friendship on the ice is really genuine.
It's oh, great!
Our whole like Toy Story family is actually super close. The skater who plays Bo Peep, the skater who plays Jesse, a skater who plays Sarge. It is such a fun group. So all the fun you're seeing out there is honestly genuine. We are having a blast every single day we're out there.
No kidding.
We're talking with Nicholas with Disney on Ice. The performances begin coming up here this weekend. On Thursday, actually, is the first big show, and you guys do a lot of shows.
That's tomorrow, by the way. Did
yeah,
you know that?
Yeah, tomorrow. See, the whole
week
is all
whack. This week is so backwards.
We weren't here on Monday, so it's kind of weird. But like, you have a lot of performances you have to go through. How do you keep yourself going through all of that?
The most important thing we really take care of is, you know, making sure we're eating right, sleeping right. You know, I also do have a lot of coffee to make sure I have enough energy.
Amen.
Really
I was
taking care
say.
Of our body, working out on the days off, stretching, warming up. We have an athletic trainer who travels with us who's really wonderful, and he makes sure that we are all ready to go, you know, up to 12 times a week.
I saw a superstition you have is to eat half of a granola bar before a performance.
That was before competitions. I've gravitated a little bit away towards that, but I do always before Toy Story, I have to wish every single like main character good luck. I have a secret handshake with Bo Peep backstage. So that one always happens.
That's awesome. Disney on Ice presents Mickey's Search Party. Again, it begins tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at Pinnacle Bank Arena. So what is this story about this time around for Disney on Ice?
Yeah, give us a little rundown.
So this is a really fun Disney on Ice show. It opens up. You should get there early because the show actually starts 10 minutes before it says on your ticket with a pre-show.
Oh, okay.
It starts. We have a bunch of pirates that are searching for Tinkerbell. Our two live hosts come out, and the whole audience scares them away. The pirates are Captain Hooks, and they're trying to get her magic wand so that Captain Hook can control all the magic in the world.
Oh, no.
They capture Tinkerbell, and the hosts go on a journey with the pirates' map. We have to solve a bunch of clues. So that we can set free Tinkerbell and make sure Captain Hook doesn't control all the
Yeah,
magic,
so who no, wants Captain Hook in control?
Yeah, no kidding. That's a terrible idea.
But the hosts take us on a journey with the audience. We solve all the clues, and we go through a bunch of your favorite Disney stories. So we have Beauty and the Beast, Toy Story, Moana, Coco, Aladdin, The Little Mermaid, and Frozen. And then in finale, we see a bunch of surprise friends come out as well.
Cool.
Very cool.
Yay, that's so cool. I know I have a couple friends with some little ones that are planning Super on making excited. The journey mm-hmm. to go see Mickey's Search Party at Pinnacle Bank Arena this weekend. It's quite literally just like magic on ice.
Yeah,
you know?
It really is.
And there's so much. Special. You don't need to have little ones to go to the show. The show is really special. I saw it when I was a senior in high school. This show played in my hometown the first year it was touring, and I went to go see it, and I was completely blown away. This is one of a really innovative Disney on Ice show because we actually have acrobatics as well as ice skating. Wow. So you're going to be seeing tumbling. You're going to be seeing people flying 30 feet in the air. It's amazing. It's
that would be
really
oh my gosh, that'd be cool to see.
See, now you have to go, Cora.
I know,
it's not just for kids.
Well, I didn't mean
it's kids
was
of
just
all ages.
For kids.
Well,
even
Nicholas,
the biggest of kids.
Yeah, we appreciate you giving us some of your time. We look forward to seeing you as Buzz Lightyear on the shows coming up this week.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, definitely. Thank you for joining.
Snag your tickets. They're online, PinnacleBankArena.com or DisneyOnIce.com. KZKX.com to check out Nicholas's Buzz Lightyear and all your favorites and part of Mickey's Search Party with Disney on Ice and Kix.
Don't be a today.
Country mornings are the best.
The Kix Morning Show with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.